From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A would-be terrorist set off a pipe bomb strapped to his chest in a pedestrian tunnel between two of New York City's busiest transportation hubs Monday. 27-year-old Ayyad Ullah, who came to the U.S. from Bangladesh, wounded himself and three bystanders. This is Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Let's be clear, as New Yorkers, our lives revolve around the subways. When we hear of an attack in the subway, it's incredibly unsettling. And let's be also clear, this was an attempted terrorist attack.
Ullah came to the United States from Bangladesh about 7 years ago. He was a legal permanent U.S. resident. Police released pictures of him lying on the ground in a fetal position. Some of his clothes were blown off and his stomach was blackened. Doctors said the injured bystanders suffered ringing in their ears and headaches. The White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said on Monday that the blast is a sign that Congress must pass tighter restrictions for people who want to immigrate to the United States. An explosion in the Somali capital killed a television journalist late Monday. Mohamed Ibrahim Gabo was killed in an explosion from a device fitted to his car. A security official told VOA's Somali service that Gabo was a news anchor for Khalsan TV. That's a satellite television channel watched in many parts of Somalia. A manager at the television station said Gabo was traveling in his car in Mogadishu's Wadajir district when the explosion happened. Gabo is the fifth journalist killed in Somalia this year. Among those previously killed was freelance cameraman Ali Nur Said, who died in the massive truck bomb explosion in Mogadishu in October. This is VOA News.